This is Lauri Markkanen, and it's time for a Jazz Game Rewind.
Horton Tucker driving, spinning, blocked by Grant, taken off the glass by Markkanen. He's hammered and finishes. Lauri Markkanen, pure power at the rim at 7 feet, and he finishes it with a little pizzazz.
In what was already a difficult situation to begin the night, a back-to-back against a team in the top of the Western Conference and the Portland Trailblazers following a hard-fought win, the task became harder as the stalwart, the floor general extraordinaire Mike Conley, went down. Yet the youthful Jazz persevered, collecting win number 12 in crunch time over the Blazers by the score of 118-113. With your Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Leif Thulin. The Jazz and Blazers traded punches, with the Blazers leading by as many as 12 early on and the Jazz opening up as large of a lead as 19 points. It was Malik Beasley and Jordan Clarkson's combined 57 points that paced the Jazz to combat the Blazers' six double-digit scores in the tumultuous game.
Horton Tucker driving at Hart, stops, two defenders come to him, kicks back to Bees, straight down the barrel, he nails it. My goodness, Malik Beasley. Top to Clarkson, driving on Eubanks, into the lane, puts the right-hander up and in. Top to Beasley, thinks about another three. They fly by him, he hesitates, settles his feet, launches and hits. My goodness, squared Malik Beasley. Clarkson, tough look, double clutching, fading over the left shoulder on the left side, and he banked it in, and the Jazz are up seven. Malik Beasley at the helm on the right side. They leave him then, he shoots the three and he hits.
The Jazz answered each challenge posed to them once again tonight, including a new one. Can they win down the stretch without Mike Conley? Should the Blazers make a run? And make a run they did.
Sexton to the front court. Sexton attacking. Open court drive with the left hand, misses. Rebound the other way. Markkanen knocks away the outlet pass. Saves it, but right to Simons. Simons comes up to the front court. Hooks it back to Grant. Three from an open left wing. No good. Rebound Eubanks. Eubanks still holding. Flares it back to Grant. He'll try again. He'll hit. Jazz are down, are up nine. And without Mike Conley, who has settled them all season long in these circumstances, Sexton at the controls. He's not a natural point guard. He's just dribbling, gives to Kessler. Nothing's happening here. Horton Tucker just drives to the rack hard, gets his shot blocked. Fast break sharp. Goes out to the corner, leaves it behind for Simons, has Kessler on an island. Simons goes to work. Simons walks back out to the three-point line. Nobody goes with him. He shoots the three and hits. Well, this is where you miss Mike Conley. 14-2 run. Lead is down to six. Half-court possession by the Jazz. Beasley just goes one-on-one, shoots a three and misses. This is the worst stretch of basketball we've seen by the Jazz all season.
When the Jazz took the lead by as much...
And I say Simons gets open three, right side hits. Nothing is being done correctly right now. The offense is not running correctly. The defense is not executing correctly. Nothing is being done correctly. When I say worst stretch of basketball, I don't mean it in makes or misses. I mean that the foundation that Will Hardy has built out of this team and how they're playing, they are the absolute opposite right now in every regard, Ron. Yeah.
Lauri Markkanen, after his career night last night, continues to excel, pushing forth his all-star caliber credentials, telling a much-needed double-double consisting of 23 points and 10 rebounds, and won his individual duel with Jeremy Grant, pushing the Jazz past the Blazers.
Conley goes deep into Markkanen. He's deep in the post, and he dunks. Clarkson, big steps, driving at Simons. Gets caught in the air. Flares it out to Markkanen. Tough three-angle left. Good. Wow. Flares it out to Markkanen. Catches with the right hand. Brings it into the shooting pocket, launches and hits. Scores 20, the Jazz win.
The fatigued and shorthanded Jazz would head into crunch time and face a staunch test, but fret not, the Jazz rose up and didn't wilt in the City of Roses. To take you home with a pivotal stretch of tonight's ball game, here are David Locke and Ron Boone on the call.
105-104, Jazz by one. Let's see what Chauncey Billups drives up at the timeout. Simons and Grant are their two scorers. Winslow, left side, turns the corner, drives, and Olynyk cuts him off, pass to Eubanks for a dunk. Jazz defenders collided, and Clarkson and Olynyk went down like dominoes. Blazers have their first lead in the second half, and their first lead since early in the second quarter. 106-105. Clarkson left wing, marking it on a tight curl on Grant, and a foul.
That should be free throw.
Jeremy Grant is their best defender. He's guarded everyone all year when needed. Blazers are on 11-1 run while Mike Conley is not available for the Jets. And Markkanen, who has the one, will go to the line. And I don't know what just happened.
He might be challenging the play.
Portland takes another timeout and challenges it. They're ruling it an offensive foul on Markkanen. Incredible challenge by Chauncey Billups.
No guts.
Well, that turns out to be one of the great challenges you can have. Offensive foul on Lauri Markkanen. That's a monster play. That's a heck of a challenge. 106-105. One-on-one. Winslow kicks it right to Vanderbilt. And the ball is kicked by Vanderbilt. Goes to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt would have dunked the other way, but because he kicked it, it's a violation. That's the rule, but it seems contrary to the purpose of the rule right there. So now the Jazz, whose offense has gone cold, trailing 106-105, 2:29 left, without Mike Conley. Two-man game between Clarkson and Markkanen, which has not worked well this year. Beasley on a curl. Bad pass. Can't handle it. Goes out of bounds off the Jazz. They rule it off the Blazers. Jazz really don't have a pick-and-roll game here. Jordan Clarkson's not been effective with anyone other than Kelly Olynyk this year.
This must be the Portland Trail Blazers' best defensive team.
Clarkson inbounds to Horton Tucker. Shot clock's at 9. He drives on Eubanks to the rack. Right-hand scoop layup scores. And the Jazz lead 107-106 with 2:11 left. Horton Tucker's the best pick-and-roll player on the floor for the Jazz right now.
Because he really turns it on driving to the basket.
Simons guarded by Vanderbilt. The Jazz now have Vanderbilt guarding the best, and Simons swings through, and that's a foul on Vanderbilt. That's the 15th foul on the Jazz. And at 40 feet away from the basket, Anfernee Simons gets free throws, and Will Hardy, for really one of the first times all year, just broke his affect of his emotion with a little bit of a shaking of his head of like, why? The Jazz talk so much about not fouling, not showing their hands. Simons will get 2 free throws here, even though that happened outside the 3-point line. 108-107. Clarkson, Horton Tucker, Beasley, Vanderbilt, and Markkanen. Hart guarding Clarkson. Clarkson comes off a Vando pick. Rises and fires for 3 and nails it. 110-108, Jazz by 2, 1:47 to play. Did I mention that last night was fun? This is fun also. What a season. Hart at the top. Hart working Clarkson right side. Isolated, in and out left-hand dribble. Attacks the rack. Off balance right-hander, no. Rebound tipped. Horton Tucker has it. 1:29 to play. Jazz by 2. Here comes Clarkson with the braids flowing in the black uniform and the spotlight yellow uniform. He casually dribbles behind the back. Now he goes to work on Winslow. Drives with the right hand to the rack. Fouled and finishes. Jordan Clarkson will buy one. He'll get one free.
Well, I'm so surprised that Winslow seemed like he just opened up too much and gave Clarkson a clear path to get to the basket. Now he's playing catch up and ends up Clarkson with a chance to get a 3-point play.
112-108. Free throw's good. Jazz by 5. 116 to play. Here's Winslow playing the point now. Simons and Grant are their scorers. Simons comes to get the ball. Guarded by Vanderbilt. Off of Eubanks' pick. Markkanen switches to him. Simons drives. Fouled. He misses the shot. He'll get 2 free throws. Blazers are 10-5. Jazz are 11-6. Two teams playing with spirit, soul, tenacity, and perseverance night in and night out. Battling to see who can grab hold of the top of the West tonight. Second free throw, no good. Vanderbilt grabs hold of the rebound. By 4 with a minute to play. A bucket here would put the Blazers on life support. Crowd chanting defense. They desperately need it. Clarkson with a right-hand dribble. Takes Eubanks to the right side, isolated. Hesitates, drives to the left hand, stops, pops, hits, and backpedals the other way. Because he's Jordan Clarkson, and he just put the Blazers on life support. Jazz by 6, 115-109. JC to rescue on a Saturday.
The Jazz once again showed their grit and claimed win number 12 and the top spot in the Western Conference standings. Not bad for a team initially considered to be frontrunners to land the services of Victor Wembanyama. The Jazz's trio of Markkanen, Clarkson, and Beasley combined for 80 points and led the short-staffed Jazz to a difficult win. And next up, the Jazz head to L.A. to duel Paul George and the Clippers. But you can see your Utah Jazz at Vivint Arena on Wednesday, November 23rd, taking on former Jazz man Bojan Bogdanovic and the Pistons. Grab your tickets on UtahJazz.com, and I'll see you at the game. For your Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Leif Thulin, and as always, go Jazz!